Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Our Guter Groups. So, last week I told you things were going to be changing a little bit, and yes, the changes are here. We're taking things a bit unorthodox, and by unorthodox I mean we'll be talking about things that I would say a bit outside of the box. So, like I said in the last episode, we're talking about 5G, talking about smartphones, you know, the obvious kind of technologies and how they work. But this time we're taking things, we're doing the less obvious things, let me put it that way. So, for example, today we'll be talking about the wars that led to the creation of some technologies. The reason why I got this idea for this was one day I was just watching a particular video, and the video was about some of the rockets that were launched into Israel recently by Iran, and they were analyzing how these rockets were made, what these rockets were capable of, and I realized, you know what, this is actually a very remarkable feat of technology. In fact, if you think about it, the military is one place where you find the latest, biggest, baddest technologies, because the kind of money a lot of countries pour into research in their military is insane. I mean, by 2015, I knew that the United States of America invested in their military alone for research. They invested about $600 billion. And that same year, the entire budget for Nigeria was around $5 billion. So you can imagine the kind of output, kind of products that will come out of the military. And funny thing is, we don't usually see all these things that have been created. We just see some of them, right? So I was like, let's take the podcast here. Let's take it there. Let's talk about some of the things that we don't really know, right? Some things that we didn't. Different countries' military that we don't know, and that is why this podcast is about the wars that led to some technological innovations. Because, I mean, wars are not good, they're bad, obviously, but because of that zeal to win, that zeal to dominate, all the countries involved in these wars invest a lot of in research. They do a lot of research, they come up with a lot of things, and today this podcast will just be based on some of these things, and in subsequent podcasts we will delve deeper into some of these things that came from wars, and we'll discuss them fully. So let's talk about some of these things, and just to give you a more better context on how I got this idea. So I mean, if you're not aware, something called a shadow war is going on between Israel and Iran right now. And honestly, the threat of a third world war, you know, keeps it looms. Right? On October 1st, 2024, this year, Iran launched about 180 ballistic missiles at Israel. And although Israel has been said to have some of the best missile interceptors in the world, things like the Iron Dome, I think that's the most popular. They have about four of them, right? And, you know, they bragged a lot about this, but these missile interceptors were not able to intercept, you know, Iran's missiles, right? And Iran was very strategic with these missiles. They targeted Israel's $1 billion fighter jets, right? The hangars where they keep those jets, that was exactly where they targeted. They also targeted other military bases that had like really, really important military assets for Israel. So it was very, very strategic. So this conflict, right, between Iran and Israel is very, very technology based, because you just have to, you know, I'll definitely go deeper in subsequent podcasts, but you just have to listen to, you know, some of these things that they used, very, very state-of-the-art missiles, right? And it's a very interesting conflict, and we'll talk about, you know, we'll talk about it in subsequent podcast for I don't know how many episodes it'll take, but yeah. So let's go back in history a bit. Which wars, you know, have led to the creation of some of the most interesting technologies, and we'll start from the Second World War, which is think the Second World War started in 1930s, like 1945, thereabout.
Yeah.
And the first interesting technology that came out of this war was radar technology. It was developed in World War II to detect aircraft, ships using radio waves to determine objects, the distance of where it is, how fast it's moving, and the angle. It was pioneered by British and American scientists. It completely revolutionized military defense systems and was crucial in key battles. Radar later became essential in civilian applications like air traffic control, weather forecasting. So you can see how important, you know, this is, right? Its ability to detect distant objects shaped not just warfare, but the modern world. So these technologies wasn't just a way for people to kill each other. They became something used by, you know, used every day. I mean, we travel today and, you know, flights are a lot safer because of technologies like this. And then you also have the jet engines. Jet engines began during World War II as well, led by a British engineer called Frank Whittle and German engineer called Hans von Hoyen. I hope I pronounced that correctly. But jet powered planes like the German Messerschmitts II revolutionized air combat with their speed and agility. After the war, jet engines were then adapted for our, you know, regular airplanes that we use, you know, launching the commercial aviation industry. The speed and efficiency of jets are now like so much better, and you know, they have the advanced ones for like all these fighter jets and stuff, but we still use jet engines for the regular airplanes. So another technology that didn't really make it to civilian use, but it was predominantly something to kill each other with, is the atomic bomb. The atomic bomb is one of the most devastating innovations of war. It was developed in World War II under the secretive Manhattan Project, led by US scientists. The first bombs were dropped in Hiroshima and Nagasaki in 1945, ending the war in the Pacific, but unleashing unprecedented destruction. Yes, I think there was a movie made about this recently. I can't remember the name now. I think it came out recently. I have not seen that movie. I don't know what I've been thinking. I really need to see that movie. But yes, the atomic bomb was a crazy creation, and you know, I heard the guy that made it regretted it because it's devastating what the atomic bomb can do. Yeah. So then the next is hypersonic missiles. Yes, were much more later than the World War II. This was greater during the Cold War, like Cold War and beyond, so last 1960s and up. So hypersonic missiles, you know, they travel at crazy speed that exceed Mach 5. So if you don't know what Mach 5 is, Mach 5 is 5 times the speed of sound. So you can understand just how fast hypersonic missiles are. Today we now have even faster ones like supersonic missiles. I think the US has one that can go from the US to China in about 18 minutes. That would take a regular jet engine, like a commercial plane, around 14 to 15 hours. But those missiles can do it in 18 minutes, which is absolutely mind-blowing. So unlike traditional ballistic missiles, hypersonic missiles can maneuver during flight, making them like nearly impossible to intercept. So ballistic missiles go straight mostly, but with these ones they can like evade interceptors, right? So they can turn, twist, which is absolutely crazy, mind-blowing. So make sure to avoid an hypersonic missile. So the development of these things is seen as the next frontier in missile warfare. And yes, obviously, we've seen a lot more, you know, better missiles now. And yeah, the major advantages of the hypersonic missile is, like I said, the strategic advantage as is speed and precision. So it's super fast and super accurate, and it can maneuver. Yeah. So, supersonic missiles, I think I touched on this a bit. So, this, funny enough, I mean, the basis of it was between the Second World War and the Cold War. So, supersonic missiles, you know, they travel at around Mach 1, right, which is slower than hypersonic missiles, actually. I think I mixed it up here. So, the faster one is the hypersonic, the bit slower one is the supersonic, yeah, because that has Mach 1 speed, so it travels at the speed of sound, basically. So, it began to take shape in World War II and were perfected during the Cold War. Another interesting technology that was created during the war was GPS, Global Positioning System. It was created during the Cold War. Yeah, that's 1960s, 1970s, thereabouts. So the GPS system is an integral part to modern navigation today. I mean, you all use Google Maps to get around. So I don't want to say thank God for the war, but yes, thank God for the war. So it was initially developed in the US by the US military during the Cold War for precise missile targeting. And the first GPS satellites were launched in 1978, and the system became fully operational in the 1990s. GPS has, you know, they've become ubiquitous, like I said, guiding everything from smartphones, aircraft, autonomous vehicles. Yeah, we all use GPS. So yes, these are just some of the interesting technologies that came out from the war, from different wars, and we'll be touching down on them, going a bit deeper and deeper. And something also caught my eye, so I'm just trying to kind of preparing you for more that will come on the podcast. We'll also be looking at the less obvious things, right? Software as well, because it seems like we do a lot of hardware, so we'll be looking into software as well. What makes something works the way they work? Why is Google Search as good as it is? Why is Paystack, for example, right? Why is it good? Why is it chosen by people? What is the key advantage of some of the software? So we're going all out. We're going to be very broad, you know, here on this podcast. And also, I'll be sharing links to subscribe to the newsletter. Make sure you do. And that is it for me for now. I will see you in the next one.